The Czech literary world has just held its annual awards for the best literary works of 2008, the Magnesia Litera. The prize for Book of the Year went to Petr Nichol's Záhadky, or Little Mysteries, but the Reader's Prize went to the author and children's book illustrator Petr Sís for his book The Wall, Growing Up Behind the Iron Curtain, a book that's rapidly winning acclaim throughout the world. Petr Sís lives in New York, and before he left to pick up the award in Prague, Ian Willoughby discussed the book with the author at his studio in downtown Manhattan.
You know, sometimes I'm wondering why I did that book, because it was all my books sort of become a struggle. It always starts as a sort of simple idea, then it becomes much more complex. But this really started with, like, thinking about things, how they where and why the things we experience as children were the way they were. And I was trying to explain it to my kids, who were young teenagers then. And sometimes they would say, oh, Dad, it doesn't make sense and it's not funny. And I started to make doodles of things, what we had to do. And I was trying to tell them we had to have red scarves and we had to march in these parades and we had to go collect hops. And we couldn't do what you can do, and we were not free to say what you can say. And sort of from these doodles, I started to pull together this whole sort of memoir of that time. And the first version of it was, I even had my kids in the first version of the book when they really don't care at all, they play with the Game Boy or something. So, like, it's just crazy. And I put in too much information, because if you live in something, you tend to think people know what were certain stamps and certain bureaucracy. And then I realized the children can't deal with it. So I had to strip the whole thing down. And this is really what you see now with this book, which has got different version, slightly different version in Czech. It's longer. And simply a version in America, because nobody knows anything about it. And it's just like a book which, when I look at it, I still have many, many more memories. But I thought at least it's a beginning maybe of some discussion.
Was it hard for you to write, and how do you now look back on that era in your own life and in Czechoslovakia?
It is hard, because I get angry now thinking about things which I didn't get angry because when I was a child or when I was a young man, you take it for a fact that some things which are so stupid and so ridiculous, you just know that's the rule and you sort of follow the rules. At the same time, I feel sort of embarrassed by the fact that when we were into rock music and we would go drinking and talking about Led Zeppelin, there was this whole group of dissidents with Václav Havel, which we thought, oh, these guys are pathetic, they were like these actors and all that. And then I somehow also got memoirs of my friend who played with Plastic People of Yuri Vesmaila Hlavsa, and I had tears in my eyes, because he really, the book is about him being sort of working class guy who just wanted to play rock music and wanted to grow long hair. And by all these circumstances and the rules, when he didn't fit into the system, he became sort of the political hero, and sort of they tortured him to the point that he died at age 50. So all these things make me angry now, but they didn't make me angry then. And I'm sometimes surprised to people from my generation who say, oh, it wasn't such a big deal and we had a great fun, and don't you remember you were in love with this girl when you were 19? But it sort of reminds me of the stories of Czech writer Arnoš Lustig, who was in Auschwitz at age 16, 17, and then he would fall in love. But it doesn't mean it's a wonderful thing to fall in love, but it's not the right thing to be in Auschwitz to fall in love. So there is a Czech expression when people say, didn't we have fun too? I always say, like, but it was jako sranda v márnici, which would be like fun in the graveyard or something.
Author Petr Sís speaking there to Ian Willoughby in Manhattan.